How can we overcome faint-heartedness, fear of the upcoming future of our family and country? I've just said about that. If we believe in God, in this case, we must understand that these fears are really faint-heartedness. So you imagine, please, so we walk in an unknown place where people say there are a lot of bandits, criminals, they can kill you. So I remember being in Sierra Leone in Africa. I was flying there with our ambassador by air, and he warned me that no, never go outside during the day alone. So at night, don't walk in the street. So if anyone sees the watch on your hand, they won't ask you to give them the watch. They will just cut your hand, and that's all, and they will not be asking you. So he warned me absolutely seriously, and imagine now. So you are walking surrounded by strong bodyguards, armed, strong people who can protect you. So you are walking absolutely protected without any fear. So from the Christian point of view, I repeat the words by Isaac Sirin: no one and nothing can touch a human being and he encounters, nor no beast, no reptiles, no people, no demons, no one can touch a human being without a good will of God. And the will of God is really good. That's why for a human being who strongly believes in God, these fears will be going away. One of the saints, his name is Agathon, I think. Well, he was a really saint person, and what I will say right now, so we can only dream about that. So these are really saint words. He said, even if the sky itself fell upon me, my heart would not shudder. So this is the belief. Do you remember the words from the Gospel when the disciples were sailing across the Lake of Galilee on a boat, and the storm began? So Jesus Christ fell asleep, and the storm began, really hard storm began. So it was so strong that the boat started drowning, so they were in awe. They were waking up Jesus Christ. Do you remember his reaction? Oh, you are unbelievers. So we are not unbelievers because we're going to drown right now. He said, unbelievers. So this is absolutely true. So our life is the sea which is constantly storming and constantly seems to be quieter. So anything can happen in our life. So what a boon to depend upon God. Those people who depend upon God devoid themselves of futile, useless fears. But I want to say that in the Gospel we can find words. So they are warnings for you. So those people who constantly fear of the future, of something that might happen. So Jesus Christ said about these people, so he said really horrible words. The people will be, people will be dying from the fear of the upcoming disasters, not of the real, actual disasters, but from fear of upcoming disasters, so we are punishing ourselves. So nothing might happen, but we are afraid of them. So do we really know what is going to happen? So from fear of upcoming disasters, the people will be dying. So that is why we must believe in God, and we must believe that nothing can happen to us, than it is allowed by a loving, good, wise will of God.